Time now to look through the window of baseball with Bruce Jenkins, brought to you by Marvin Windows and Doors and Truitt and White, the professional builder's choice. Bruce, how are you today?
Marty, how are you doing today?
Pretty good. I came out here yesterday, and all of a sudden the baseball game broke out.
Well, that's a shocker, I'll tell you. It's like they say, you never know what you're going to see.
No, and this was a good one yesterday, I thought. The Giants dodged a couple of bullets early, got the outs with runners in scoring position, Gaudin got out of trouble, and then Pence got the big hit.
Yeah, and great drama with Chris Davis, who you just had on. He's a great guy. But, I mean, he hits the ball about 1,000 miles. It's hard to hit a ball any farther than that to that part of the ballpark. And then he comes up against Romo at the finish. And, you know, Romo, who's always seems to come up big against the really great hitters, retires him on a low and away pitch that he grounds out. You know, just great stuff.
You know, Chris Davis, Bruce, and I'll say it to Pat, very legitimate, honest guy. He appears to be. He's a power hitter, and, you know, he loves hitting home runs. He said the ball he hit yesterday maybe was the longest of his career.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for this guy to get to 60.
Oh, absolutely. I think that'd be great. I mean, he's a classic home run hitter. He hits him a mile high and a mile far. He goes the other way. He's everything you'd want. I mean, it's amazing to think he was languishing in the Texas Rangers organization. You imagine they could use him right now, and I guess Buck Showalter, the Orioles manager, you know, he was with Texas when Davis was struggling with them, but he remembered that, you know, the kid had a lot of potential and strongly recommended that they trade for him once he got to Baltimore, and they did, and, you know, we're seeing the results.
Yeah, and Bruce, with Chris Davis on, obviously he's been swirled around in the tornadic activity of steroid speculation all season long, and that got me and Marty kind of thinking about your editor, Al, I hope I'm saying this right, Sarasovic, right?
It's Sarasovic, yeah.
Sarasovic, and he did a great...
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. He did a great column today, and he invoked the name of George Carlin and the baseball versus football monologue that George did, and just want to get your thoughts on something like this, and, you know, baseball and the steroid speculation in football, you almost think steroids and PEDs are encouraged, but baseball begins in the spring, the season of new life. Football begins in the fall when everything's dying, right?
I mean, that Carlin routine is just incredibly brilliant. It'll hold up for the rest of time, you know, and I remember seeing it at the time and several times since then. But, I mean, you know, football is such a – you have to be – to play in the NFL, you've got to be a little bit out of your mind to go out there. You really do. I mean, you've got to be buffed out of your mind. You've got to be emotionally charged, or you're just going to get trampled. And the idea of a guy juicing up, doing anything, popping a pill, you know, pain-killing, whatever it is completely plausible. And I think everybody knows that. And I don't think it's just sort of a non-issue. But baseball, you know, it's a game of numbers. The numbers are sacred. We hold them dear. We hate to see them broken by somebody who might have had an unfair advantage and this and that. I've never been one to dwell too heavily on those things, and I get more weary of it every year. But, you know, I'm going to be glad to see football come into play for that one reason, is that this constant steroid stuff will be out of the conversation.
Well, it kind of began again today, and I don't know how controversial it'll be, but the Victor Conte, Bill Romanowski is the middleman, A-Rod coming out to San Carlos, so we'll see where that goes. Hey, Bruce, another weird thing that a lot of football fans may not see, Marty, I don't know if you've seen it, but on the sideline, football players have these packets of smelling salt. And before they go into the games, you know, it could be just the middle of the second quarter, and they'll snort the hell out of these ammonia packets. It's amazing just to watch what goes on the sideline. Bruce, baseball has the seventh-inning stretch. Football has the two-minute warning.
I know. I've got a little smelling sauce right here. I might just pop it a little bit right now, just to stay in season.
Boy, classic! It's just classic. It's unbelievable. You know, I like Jim Leland, the manager of the Tigers. Anytime you see a quote from this guy, it's so real. There's just something about him. When, you know, they were struggling with closers, they didn't have a closer. He told the writers, "I'm going to put a box outside my door. You put in the name of the guy you want."
I love Leland. In the 06 playoffs, the A's in Detroit, it wrapped up in Detroit when Manuel Ordóñez hit the homer off Houston Street. I was covering it. And the next morning, I heard about a good place to have breakfast, so I went over there. And right in the middle of the restaurant is Jim Leland, just chowing down with a bunch of friends. He was at a table with about 12 people. And I didn't, you know, people would come by and say hello, and you know, they weren't really bothering him, but they just sort of wanted to brush by and say, you know, great series and all that. But he was just right in there mixing it up with everybody, and you're totally down-to-earth guy. And, you know, I always love a guy who ducks into the hallway for a smoke. You know, that's my kind of guy.
Earl Weaver. That's
yeah.
But, you know,
Dwayne Kuiper.
Yeah.
Dwayne Kuiper used to.
No.
Yeah, he did.
Really? All right. A lot of ball players
sure.
used to. Absolutely.
Yeah, Dave Parker, he choked down a half a pack of Winstons or Newports or whatever right in the middle of the game.
Wow. Absolutely.
You know, I was thinking about managing by the book, because Ron Wotus and I talked about this morning. You know, Buck Showalter walked Bonds with the bases loaded to get the Brett Maine, you know. And Buck Showalter yesterday, and I realized it was the sixth inning, and his pitcher hadn't thrown a lot of pitches, and he had gotten Pence out earlier. But he walked Posey intentionally to get to Pence. He didn't have a righty up, and the pitcher threw it on the outside part of the plate. He didn't get it where he wanted, and Pence won the game yesterday. And Wotus was saying there's some managers who throw that book away.
Yeah.
They say, this is what I want to do, this is my guy, and this is what I'm going to do.
Yeah, and I don't know how you guys feel about this, but I'd like to see Bruce Bochy throw the book away a little bit here as we head down the stretch in terms of letting Belt, Crawford, and even Kieschnick really play against lefties, because if you say that they can't, if you by benching against lefties, you're basically saying they can't do it. And what does that tell the guy, and what does that tell the fans, and what does that really mean about your plans for the organization? Now Crawford is obviously going to be the shortstop, but I mean, you know, Belt has to play against all lefties for my money. I mean, the pill thing is pretty much gone now, and that's not going to be a big issue. And Kieschnick, you know, we it's not enough to see how he hits right-handers. If he's a threat, you know, possibility to play left field, we need to know if he can hit the lefties.
No, I'm with you. Now, there's some talk about maybe limiting the innings. Kane pitches today.
Yeah.
Maybe limiting his innings, Bumgarner's innings, as you get to September, because they've thrown so many. And so to say, guys, just take it easy, we'll see in Scottsdale.
Oh, yeah, I'm totally behind that. I'd like to see them, you know, assuming they don't make some kind of ridiculous run into contention, maybe just cut them short, you know, with 2 weeks to go and not pitch at all. I mean, there's really no point. These guys have given an unbelievable amount of physical exertion and energy and competitive desire to the team in recent years. They haven't really shown it. They're still going out there. They're still total studs. They're still all-star caliber. But it just doesn't make sense to work them hard to the finish. I'd be totally in favor of that for a couple reasons, and not just to give them a break, but, you know, it's time to look at some of these guys in the system.
Yeah, we may see that. Bruce, who's your favorite manager to cover of all time? We talked a little bit about throwing the book out. I know way back Alvin Dark did it, Earl Weaver did it, but who was your guy?
Well, there were two guys. The most interesting was Billy Martin by far.
Yeah.
He was an absolute genius in terms of calling the game. In the good times, in the 81 A's season, I've never had more fun in my life. You saw some after-hours things with Billy that you kind of kept to yourself once he got on the police blotter. But, man, you talk about learning how to win a game when you don't have, you know, an infield or a bullpen. This guy was an absolute genius. And the other would be Frank Robinson, who was a very tough guy to get to know. But you kind of had to break through a shell with him. And once you did that when he was managing the Giants, talking baseball with him was absolutely priceless. So in terms of day-to-day coverage, I put those two guys in. For an out-of-town guy going to Baltimore and going into Earl Weaver's office, oh, my God.
Wow.
The best ever. I mean, he knew what we had to do, writers had to do. You're sitting in there with Kirchen and Tom Boswell, and the baseball talk is absolutely priceless. And he's totally into it. He's absolutely, you know, it's somewhere between a comedy act and a clinic.
You got to write a book.
I would like to write a book someday on my experiences in baseball.
Yeah, you do.
Well, Bruce, haven't you written and given kind of some, or alluded to hanging out with Billy Martin in spring training down at the Pink Pony and all that?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, the classic was one night I had to cover, I was down there covering both teams. We only had one Chronicle writer in Arizona, and I did the Giants that day, and that evening I played tennis and some night tennis with one of the guys who was covering the A's on a regular basis, and you know, we're warming up, and I go, so I didn't miss anything at the A's camp today, did I? And he's one of these guys, it was Rick Vasek was his name, totally honest guy. He couldn't lie for anything, which I loved. And he goes, "Well," I go, "Rick, come on, what do you?" He goes, "You kind of did, you know." I find out that the big fight broke out. They're playing the Angels, you know, Mike Heath and I forget who all was involved, but it was a serious brawl by any standards. And Billy had been incredible. He had that little trailer out beyond the left field fence at the Phoenix Stadium where the A's played. So I'm going, "Oh, you got to be kidding me." So I pack up the tennis gear. I drive out to the park, you know, like as if Billy's still going to be there. But he was. He was still there in his trailer with Pete Wisenant and Eddie Matthews and a bunch of other just stone drunks. Just hammered. He puts his arm around me and he goes, "Sit down, man. I got something to tell you." And he gave me better quotes than the earlier guys got.
Attaboy.
Unbelievable.
I love it.
Yeah.
Colorful, I'm sure, Bruce.
Boy, what
a God, he was the best.
Bruce, thank you so much. Have a good day. What are you doing today?
I'll be. There's a lot of stuff going on. The Giants and the A's. I'll be watching the tennis finals, the track, the PGA. Once again, I'm an Idaho potato.
I was going to say, does anyone feed you, or this is just you just lay on the couch?
My wife's a great cook, and she loves sports as much as I do, which is a crucial thing for somebody who needs to, not just wants to, but really needs to watch all this stuff. She's right there all the way. So
all right.
Well, it doesn't suck having to watch Djokovic Nadal.
Oh, right. My God, I know. Yeah, this is a great time of year.
Thanks, Bruce.
Have a good afternoon.
Thank you, guys.
All right.